KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have a partly cloudy sky and 40 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be sunny and windy today with a high of 68. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. While Iowa is an agricultural state, some Iowans have lived their whole lives and never set foot on a farm. A program through the group Farmers Feed Us, or U.S., invites all Iowans to learn more about the origins of their food, along with a chance to win 12 months worth of free groceries. Justin Doman, who farms near Essex in southwest Iowa, is one of eight featured Iowa farmers on a website that showcases their operations.
Listen to the video, see our farm and how we grow corn, soybeans, and cattle. And then answer the question, the trivia question, and be registered to win free groceries for a year.
Everyone should know more about how the food they eat is produced, he says, in addition to how livestock are cared for and how farmers work to protect the soil, air, and water. The website features beef, cattle, dairy cattle, turkey, corn, hog, and soybean farmers from across the state.
We promote those products voluntarily through programs like the Farm Bureau or Farmers Feed Us, and tell our story, how we produce them, and show America and the world that we feed those very same products to our kids. And if we didn't think those products were safe, we certainly wouldn't be feeding what we grow to our own children.
Among his crops, Stommen raises white corn, which is for human consumption.
None of that essentially goes into the cattle market or the livestock market. And it's kind of neat to see how the white corn is raised here in Iowa and is turned into white flour and then is used to make tortillas and tortilla chips. It's neat to see that farmer's gate to the plate type movement.
The website offers an up-close look at eight Iowa farm families and a chance to tour their farms, in addition to the two grand prizes of free groceries for a year. The other farmers featured are Russ Yoder, a turkey farmer from Wayland, Eric and Emily Crossman, hog farmers from Ogden, Jim Brown, a soybean farmer from Sherdan, Pam Johnson, a corn farmer from Floyd, Stephanie Dykeshorn, a dairy cattle farmer from Ireton, Matt Schutman, a hog farmer from Sioux Center, and Tim Kaldenberg, a beef cattle farmer from Albia. You can learn more about the site at www.farmersfeedus.org/IA. News time is 8:03.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store, your locally owned Verizon authorized wireless retailer in Atlantic. Are you dreading the long car ride on vacation and hearing your kids saying, "Are we there yet?" Well, I have a solution for you. A 4G LTE smartphone from Verizon Wireless. You can keep your kids entertained with many different games that you can put on your 4G LTE smartphone, and you can make sure they know exactly how close you are to your final destination with turn-by-turn directions with the free GPS service that comes on all Droid products. You can even check the weather on the go with a 4G LTE smartphone, as you have internet wherever you go. To get set up with your new 4G LTE smartphone, stop in at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032. We're here to answer any questions you might have about your Verizon Wireless cell phone and provide you with the best possible customer service. Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com. Smartphones required a data package.
A man from Adair County, known across the country for his paintings of murals honoring veterans on a huge rock south of Interstate 80 and for other renditions, has won $5,000 from Casey's General Stores. Store officials say Ray Bubba Sorensen, the Freedom Rock artist, is the winner of the Casey's Famous People Contest. The winner was announced late last month following a three-month search. To celebrate, Casey's will host a pizza party for Sorensen's hometown of Greenfield all day Tuesday, October 9th, at the Casey's General Store at 601 Southeast Kent Street. Residents of Greenfield can visit that store throughout the day on tomorrow for a slice of free pizza while supplies last. They'll also present Sorensen with a $5,000 grand prize check at the store beginning at 11 a.m. The Casey's Famous People Contest began in July with a community-wide call to action asking Facebook users to nominate local celebrities from their hometowns for a chance to win the $5,000 grand prize. The contest generated more than 650 nominations, which were narrowed down to three finalists, and you can view the nominating video on the same story under our website at kjan.com. U.S. Department of Agriculture says Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack will be near Lewis today to announce the allocation of additional conservation acres for 20 states, including Iowa, under programs to preserve grasslands and wetlands and accelerate protection of critical species and habitat around the country. Vilsack will speak near the Zimmerman Farm, located three-quarters of a mile east of the intersection of 525th Street and Idlewood Road, beginning at around 3 o'clock today. The allocation he'll speak about includes new acres in Iowa to preserve pheasant habitat, restore Iowa's pheasant population, and ultimately generate economic benefits across Iowa through increased outdoor recreation and hunting. The secretary will also highlight the importance of passing comprehensive multi-year food, farm, and jobs legislation, which officials say will provide America's rural communities with a certainty that millions of acres of conservation lands will be there in the future to sustain and create jobs in the small businesses that reinforce the nation's tourism and recreation industry. The Ag Department is planning a series of four regional workshops in areas hard hit by the drought to make sure farmers know about resources that are available to them. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack plans to attend the first workshop tomorrow in Omaha. The other three workshops are planned for Pueblo, Colorado, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and an undetermined town in Ohio. The summer's drought has been the worst one in decades. Experts of the nation's Drought Mitigation Center, the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, say about one-fifth of the total land area in the lower 48 states remains in extreme or exceptional drought. The USDA is working with the Commerce Department, the Small Business Administration, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency to plan those meetings. Atlantic broke two old record low temperatures and tied another this past weekend. The 24-hour low for Friday, October 5th, was 22 degrees, breaking the old record of 25 set in 1966. The 24-hour low for Saturday was 15 degrees, which beat the old record of 19 set in 1952. And Sunday's low of 16 degrees tied the record for October 7th, which was first set in 1952. Atlantic is the official National Weather Service, or rather KJN, I should say, is the official National Weather Service reporting site for Atlantic. The 24-hour cycle of record-keeping starts and ends at 7 a.m. each day and includes the high and low temperatures, rain, and or snowfall amounts. Well, the lineup of activities is set for Harvest Fest in Atlantic this Saturday, October 13th, and there will be plenty of activities for the entire family to enjoy. The day will begin early with breakfast being served at 8 a.m. before activities get started at 10, and will be brought to the early arriving crafters and vendors by Rex Pharmacy. Crafters will open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. that day, as well as the quilt show sponsored in part by Atlantic Locker, Rex Pharmacy, and Something for You. There'll be free downtown tractor rides starting at the depot and ride to City Park and back from 10 a.m. until 4 on Saturday. Music can also be enjoyed with an acoustic performance of Dirt Road Acoustic Rehab, a country and blues sounding local band, and that'll be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday. The band will also be performing in full Friday night during the Ribfest activities. Apple pies must be entered by 2 p.m. on Saturday at the depot for the Gadian Insurance and Farmers Kitchen Contest and the Children's Pumpkin Painting. With McCurdy pumpkins will be at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Atlantic Chamber Director Megan Roberts said the pumpkins typically go fast, so they encourage everyone to sign up or show up early. And while families are there waiting, you can enjoy tractor rides, lunch, crafters, or entertainment. There's something for the whole family at this fall festival on Saturday, October 13th. And the Harlan Police Department on Friday released a list of arrests and incidents over the past week. On October the 4th, 38-year-old Vicki Harris of Harlan was arrested on a charge of interference with official acts after she allegedly became unruly and uncooperative following a traffic stop. On October 3rd, 23-year-old Kyle Tierney of Tennant was arrested on possession of controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts charges. Tierney was also cited for having a defective muffler. The charges were the result of a traffic stop. On October 1st, 27-year-old David Kanan of Harlan was arrested on possession of stolen property in the second degree, possession of stolen property in the fifth degree, and ongoing criminal conduct charges. His arrest followed the execution of a search warrant at the home in the 600 block of Broadway Street in Harlan. That same day, 14-year-old Elias Schaefer of Harlan was cited for possession of tobacco after officers were called to the Harlan High School and found a substance allegedly in the teen's possession. Schaefer was cited for the offense and released. And the Harlan police say on September 29th, they investigated several instances of unknown persons disturbing Halloween decorations and yard ornaments. No arrests have been made, and officials are asking citizens to report any suspicious activity to the police department. And when you call, provide as much information as possible, such as a suspect description and any vehicle they may have been using. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Mitt Romney's campaign says it's not going to let President Barack Obama run away with the early vote as he did in the 2008 election. The United States Elections Project at George Mason University says of the North Carolinians who voted early, 54% are registered Republican and 28% are Democrats. Republicans also lead Democrats in Florida, but Democrats have a big lead in Iowa. And although more Democrats than Republicans have requested absentee ballots in Ohio, very few have actually submitted them. Two scientists have been awarded the Nobel Prize for Medicine for their work in cell research. Shinya Yamanaka of Japan and British researcher John Gordon's work shows that mature specialized cells of the body can be reprogrammed into stem cells. It's a discovery that scientists hope can turn new treatments for diseases like Parkinson's and for diabetes. KJAN News Time is 8:11.
Camp, but don't want to miss all your favorite TV shows? Well, now you don't have to with the Tailgater from Dish.
With the Tailgater, you can access Dish channels that you would at home on the go. The Tailgater from Dish is easy to set up, so easy you can do it yourself. All you'll need is a Tailgater and a VIP 211K receiver.
Tailgater from Dish is a self-aligning dish, so all you have to do is set up the Tailgater where there are no trees. Select the state you're on, and the system will do the rest for you.
Maybe you're not camping much this summer, but plan to head somewhere warm for the winter in your RV. Well, this works for that, too.
Hi, this is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your local Dish authorized retailer. If you'd like to get set up with a tailgater from Dish or learn more about it, stop in at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032.
System includes antenna and receiver. Activation fees may apply. Restrictions include prepayment of all monthly and one-time fees. Programming restrictions may apply based on location. Call for details.
In our funeral announcements, William Franklin Oliver, age 83, of Harlan, died Thursday. Graveside services for William Oliver will be held today at 10:30 at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Marjorie Darlene Reason, age 90, of Stewart, died Saturday. Graveside services for Marjorie Reason will be tomorrow at 2:30 at the Canby Cemetery in rural Adair County. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Daryl Lyle Behrens, age 76, of Red Oak, died Thursday. Funeral services for Daryl Behrens will be held Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Red Oak Presbyterian Church. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has arrangements. David Van Skoik, age 64, of Manila, died Saturday. Funeral services for David Van Skoik will be held Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And Dale Lambertson, age 88, of Westphalia, died Sunday in Red Oak. Funeral services for Dale Lambertson are currently pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.